السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. جلسہ قرب محبت. This اشعار appears in حضرت والا حضرت ما شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ's compilation of اشعار فیضان محبت. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. اگر چہرہ تقوا میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں، اگر چہرہ تقوا میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں، ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے، مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. سلا عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے، ارے توبہ. سلا عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے، ارے توبہ. یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں، صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے. کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں، صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی، خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی، ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے تو اپنے آنسوں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے گناہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادان گناہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادان کر اے زاہد نادان کہ ان کی آہ وزاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے کہ ان کی آہ وزاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے تو دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاں اختر جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاں اختر ہے اپنے قلب و جاں اختر بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے
also on page Fezan-e Mohabbat on page 204. Zindagi meri pabandi sunnat rahe. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bas mere dil mein teri mohabbat rahe. Bas mere dil mein teri mohabbat rahe. Zindagi meri paband sunnat rahe. بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں میرا تقوی ہمیشہ سلامت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے بس تیرے نام دل کی میں لذت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو فدا تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو فدا اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میری عفت سلامت رہے روز و شب قلب اختر روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد With the further karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have gathered again here in the masjid, and the men, of course, are listening here. And the women at home, our mothers and sisters are listening over the receiver. This is only from the fadl and karam of Allah Rabbul Izzat. As we mentioned last week, to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on this we have make a lot of shukr. We know the temptations and all the vice and evil that is pulling us towards haram. And therefore in this kalam of our Aribillah, Hazrat Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, and we know all his kalam, his ash'ar, filled with the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They give us a lot of encouragement to refrain from sin and to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to shed those tears of nadamat and remorse. These ash'ar are not just for entertainment and listening to some beautiful recitation, but the meaning behind these words are so effective, so powerful. It can change our lives. We won't be able to make justice to give the entire explanation of these ash'ar. But in one of the couplets, as it says, that day and night, what is my dua? That mere maula, mere istiqamat rahe. That I must be steadfast. Allah Ta'ala blesses us with iman, with taqwa. Allah must keep us with iman and taqwa. If we claim we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. And Allah addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him that tell the people if they claim they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they're going to follow you. اتَّبِعُونِي, follow me. That is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah ta'ala will love them. So this is what Hazrat is saying, bas mere dil mein teri muhabbat rahe. Ya Allah, all I'm asking you that I want your love to be embedded in my heart. Zindagi meri paband sunnat rahe. My entire life must be in conformance, strict adherence to the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is something which is vital. Many times we look for somebody who will do some karamat and fly in the air or do some funny things. Of course, karamat is something which is sabit, is haq. What we are saying is we look for something and we see somebody doing something strange, we think that to be a karamat. And then we feel that person, mashallah, he is the right person to follow. When it comes to finding a person who is a friend of Allah, if you look at sunnat in his life, if the person does not have sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he can't be a true lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He can't be a true ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is our zahiri sunnat, the outward sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then is the batini sunnat, the different akhlaq Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed, the sabr, the shukr, the tahammul he had, the love and the khidmat he made of makhluq, how he dealt with people, how he spoke to people, how he controlled his anger, the sacrifices Rasulullah made, all these things. We look for just one or two things which is easy for us to follow, and we claim that we are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us true tawfiq of emulating the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The khawf of qiyamah, the fear of qiyamah, it must be in front of me. If a person has khawf of qiyamah in front of him, then obviously he will he will save himself from all types of guna. Why do we find ourselves so easily slipping into gunas? Nobody wants to commit sin. After committing sin, we feel so terrible. We have the nadamat, regret. And after making the tawbah, sometimes we still slip again. Why? We don't have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is watching us all the time. We forget there is the day of qiyamah, day of reckoning. That is the last day, the day of judgment. The day when Allah will give decision within Surah Yasin, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. That all sinners, all disbelievers, move away. You must separate yourself from the believers. How will a person feel if he is told, move away from the believers, move away from the jannatis? May Allah protect us. Khawf of qiyamah, the Quran is filled with qiyamah, with different events of qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to have such fear that we lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. And therefore in the Ash'ar, Hazrat mentioned, even the previous one, then don't ever look down upon any person who's a gunaygar. That one cheer that he will shed of nadamat, it will move the heavens and the earth and the sky. Allah loves that cheer, the sincere cheer of a penitent heart, person who's repenting and he is turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't know when he will cry, when the person will make tawbah. So we may be regarded as zahids, very pious people, ascetics, as though we have no love for the dunya, and whole day we are making dhikrullah and ibadat, person feels he is very, very pious. No. Only Allah knows best what our condition will be on the day of Qiyamah. Allah protect us. This whole ash'ar here was only dua, 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 that you must have the love and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the essence. When a person loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned the other day, then he will make the dhikr of Allah. He will mention the name of Allah all the time. Wherever he is, he will tell his friends about Allah. He will invite people towards Allah. He'll become obedient to Allah. He'll want to read the kitab of Allah, the Quran Majid. He will gain enjoyment in recitation of the Quran. Shahab Ghani, Purpuri Rahmatullahi, we heard now how many times. The Shaykh of Hazrat Ari Billah Rahmatullahi. In the jungle, he reached that level of the ecstasy of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, that level. Suddenly he would just write the name of Allah in the air. Allah, Allah, Allah. When he should recite Quran after so many surahs, then suddenly he would just let out Allah, Allah coming out of his heart. And they were mad in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala gave them that sukoon. Allah gave them that serenity, that peace, that enjoyment, ladhat. The ladhat of the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what we are seeking. Without Allah in our lives, without the enjoyment of the proximity and the closeness of Allah Ta'ala in our lives, our lives will be full of misery. Just around guna, 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 sin, day and night, either with our tongue, with our eye, with our ear, with our thoughts, with our limbs. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the purpose of these majlises. The dhikr that we are making is for tarbiyat purposes. So that we go back home, and when we are alone, we may, in solitude, we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are learning how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us. And the dhikr we mentioned last week is so powerful, as Thani Rahmatullah Ali had mentioned, that don't feel that the dhikr you are making is not giving you any benefit. It definitely gives you benefit. In the beginning, a person who starts making dhikr may get the feeling that now he is not getting any benefit of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not the case. And he gave the example, two examples. We just mentioned the one again for those who are not here. That a child that is born, and after some time is growing. Every day it's growing. But we can't determine how much it is growing on a daily basis. Except after a period of time, after 8 months, 9 months, 1 year, then you see the child has grown up. But from the very first day the child came into this dunya, the child was growing. Exactly like that, Hazrat Thani Rahman says, that Idhakir is making the dhikr of Allah, from the very first time he's making the dhikr, he is deriving benefit. He is getting that noor in his heart. It is growing. It's just that we are unable to detect it. We can't make it out. So sometimes we lose hope, and we feel, no, I'm not getting any benefit of the dhikr. No. Dhikrullah is so powerful, so effective, that even sometimes, ulama and mashayikh have written, even if sometimes our mind begins to wander away, then too, you will still not leave the dhikr gathering except that you will derive benefit of it. And we had mentioned the adab malfuz of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, that of course we should try and concentrate that we are now making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should have dhyan. But don't exercise too much of force and strain yourself in concentrating. Why? This might have an adverse effect on you. Cursory concentration is sufficient. And as time will progress, you will find, inshallah, your concentration levels also will improve. So sometimes, while making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our mind may wander. But inshallah, as we continue to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the important thing is mudawamat, to be regular in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, because the filth of our sins collect very, very quickly, and they begin to stay in our heart. They clog our heart. And we say, La ilaha illallah. We are removing all the filth that we have in our hearts. The malice, the greed, the pride, the enmity, the jealousy that we have. Illallah. We fill only the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. When we see Allah, imagine everything is saying Allah with us. The sky is saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the sun is saying Allah, the moon is saying Allah, the stars are saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, the mountains are saying Allah, the oceans are saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, the insects are saying Allah, the birds are saying Allah, jinn is saying Allah, insan is saying Allah, the angels are saying Allah, every particle is saying Allah. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu, Allah, 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 Hadiri, Allahu Nadiri, Allahu Shahidi, Allahu Ma'i. Allah, 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 Allah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan-e-hu. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم میں اللہ تعالیٰ میک اس ٹو ذاکرین اینڈ شاکرین میں اللہ تعالیٰ پل اس ود ہز صفت اف جذب May Allah Ta'ala make us his true ushaq and true awliya. May Allah help us to rid the sins that we have in our hearts. May Allah make us true followers of Allah and Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thanaan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwaleen, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-mateen, wa ya rahim al-masakeen, wa ya arham al-rahimeen. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم ارضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا اللهم افتح لنا ابواب رحمتك وسهل لنا ابواب رزقك او ماموس بلفر الله ماموس كريم رحيم الله يا الله forgive us our sins يا الله يا الله ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم سیاکار ہیں ہم بدکار ہیں يا الله ہم مجرم ہیں Ya Allah, we have committed too many sins now, my Allah. Ya Allah, major sins, minor sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, perhaps we hid from our parents and wives and children, my Allah. Perhaps we hid from society, my Allah.
But my Allah, you are watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can never escape you, my Allah. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Alim and Khabir, my Allah. You are Allam and Ghuyub, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, the heavens are in your control, my Allah. The earth is in your control, my Allah. Above the heavens is yours. Below the earth is yours, my Allah. What is between is yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, every single particle is in your control. Ya Allah, the sun, the moon, the stars, my Allah. Jinn and mankind, the angels are all in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our nourisher, our cherisher, our protector, our sustainer. Ya Allah, you are the kind and most beautiful Allah, the most tolerant Allah. Ya Allah, we committed so many sins, my Allah. We displeased you, my Allah. We disobeyed you, my Allah. We angered you, my Allah. Still you were so tolerant, my Allah. You did not punish us, my Allah. You overlooked our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you did not reveal our sins to public, my Allah. You did not expose us, my Allah. You did not humiliate and embarrass us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghaffar al-Zunub, Sattar al-Uyub, my Allah. There is no other Allah beside you, my Allah. We cannot turn any way else, my Allah. Wherever we will go, my Allah, every door is closed, my Allah. Besides your door, my Allah, your door is wide open, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are regretting, my Allah, whatever wrongs we have done in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive our parents, my Allah. Forgive our wives and children, my Allah. Forgive our friends and relatives, my Allah. Forgive our mashayikh and students, my Allah. Forgive our musallis and mutaalliqeen, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guide us, my Allah. Ummat bahut pareshan hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the condition of the ummat, my Allah. Jahan bhi jaye, my Allah. Wherever we go, my Allah. Either is some disaster, my Allah. Either some war, my Allah. Or this drought or earthquake, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat pareshan hai, my Allah. Islam is getting a bad image, my Allah. Because of our doings, my Allah. Ya Allah, our disobedience, my Allah. Our bad akhlaq, my Allah. We have not become da'is towards your deen, my Allah. We have not displayed good akhlaq, my Allah. We have not become, ya Allah, such that like beacons of hidayat for the people, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai. We are feeling ashamed, my Allah. Help the ummat, my Allah. Jahan bhi ummat pareshan hai, my Allah. Pareshani dur farma, khatam farma. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us yours, my Allah. Become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara ban ja, hame tera bana le. ہمارے دلوں کو مصفہ مجلہ مزکہ بنا. اللہم آتی نفوسنا تقواہ وزکیہا انت خیر من زکاہا انت ولیہا ومولاہا. یا اللہ, make our tongues be moist with your ذکر, my Allah. یا اللہ, in تلاوت of the Quran, my Allah. یا اللہ, in reciting درود شریف upon رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Protect our eyes, my Allah, from حرام, my Allah. Do not make us cast lustful glances at non-mahram women, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from zina, protect us from riba, protect us from ghibat and namima, my Allah. Protect us from takabbur, my Allah. Protect us from hasad and malice, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat is being broken into pieces, my Allah, because we are fighting amongst ourselves, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasireen, from the zulm of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, wherever they are sick, my Allah, in hospitals, homes, young and old, my Allah, whatever bimari they have got, cancer, heart problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many different sicknesses, my Allah, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, you are a shafi. Shifa is only in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from those diseases as well, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give them the highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially our mashayikh who have left this world, ulama who have left this world, my Allah. Ufazi kiram who have left this world, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the qabr rawdatun min riyadil jannah. Ya Allah, do not make it a hufratun min hufarin nahar. Ya Allah, give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Buryal in Jannatul Baqi. In the condition that you are most pleased with us. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah. Oh, the Kothar water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us into Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us, my Allah, from the azab of the qabr, azab of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Malik, Ya Kareem, Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and so many others listening at home, my Allah. Our brothers have assembled here in your masjid, my Allah. We have raised our hands, my Allah. We've got so much of hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarina idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله all those who have got قرض my Allah they've got debts to pay my Allah remove the debts my Allah put softness in the hearts of the creditors my Allah يا الله help them to pay of the debts my Allah يا الله whatever pareshani we've got hardship, sorrows, worries, grief, musibat, my Allah. Remove all those difficulties, my Allah. Give us a chain and sukoon, my Allah. Make us your friends, my Allah. Give us that bond and taluk with you, my Allah. Help us to prepare for the akhirat, my Allah. Help us to become good Muslims and mu'mineen, my Allah. Make hidayah spread to the four corners of the globe, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Use us with the khidmat of your deen, with ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Protect us from riya and ostentation, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from riya, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from ostentation, my Allah. Do not make us do things for show, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. You bless them, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us, make our rozi be asan for us, my Allah. Pour, make it come pouring down from the heavens, my Allah. Without much effort from our side, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.